Innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. Sorry for the delay. We've had a few difficulties, so let's get started. Thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to a great conversation. We have with us tonight co-host Mr. Means with us. We will open up the opportunity later in the show for you to give your soul's expression. I want you to take note of the call-in number because we will take calls later on in, this evening, 929-477-3860, press 1. If you're listening on the web, utilize the chat room or the comment section. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. Our topic today, we have an excellent topic. Our topic today is heavenly places. But before we talk about that, I want to have a little heart-to-heart with you, something that's been on my mind. And I feel like I need to share it, and it will help some of us. I find that some of us may be taking on more than we need to take on. We have more on our plates than we need to have. Some of us are feeling like others are causing us problems. And so basically what I'm trying to do here is to tell you to give yourself permission to stop abusing yourself. A lot of us are abusing ourselves, and the whole point of this show is to encourage, to uplift. And so I just want to talk just a few moments about abusing ourselves. You know, some of us feel like others are causing us a lot of problems. You know, they are putting more on us than we want to have. We find ourselves involved in the daily drama of their lives. Now, listen to me carefully. I am not saying that we shouldn't extend ourselves to help others, because we should. But what I am saying is if we find ourselves taking on the lives of others, actually being involved with, you know, a lot of the things that's going on, every time something happens, you're the one that gets called. Every time something is needed, you're the one that gets called. You feel like no one's appreciating the things that you're doing. Just, you know, you feel like you're constantly being taken advantage of. You know, and you don't feel like that you're able to live your own life because you're so involved in the lives of others. You know, it could be, you know, even in your relationships, it could be your children, friends. The point being if it's constantly taking on your time and taking away from you being able to concentrate and focus on the things that you need to do in your life, you feel yourself being that super person because there's so much that you have to do, and, you know, a great percentage of it is in someone else's life. What I'm saying to you is, you know, then you find that it's not something that you need to do. You find yourself now becoming bitter, becoming angry, you know, there's no joy, you know, because you feel so weighed down. And for whatever reason, you feel like this is your plight in life. This is what you should be doing. I'm not sure of why that is, but I'm here to tell you that's abuse. And you are responsible for that. It is not the people that are constantly asking of you, are not appreciating you, you know, not recognizing you for the things that you do. It's not them. It's you. Because you are the one that's in control of your life, and your life is the only life that you can live. And so we have to let others live their lives. I'm not saying not to help anyone along the way. You know, giving advice, giving, you know, monetary gift, things or whatever it is that you need to do to help someone. You know, of course we should all help one another. But I'm talking about when you find yourself actually feeling like you're living two lives or more, depending on how many people, you know, you're involved with. So I just want to say today to stop abusing yourself. You're in control of this. It is not the other person, because you are the one that's in power. You are the one that has the say over, you know, how you're going to live your life, how much of yourself you're going to, you know, put out there. And you deserve to live your life. You deserve to be happy. It is not your responsibility to take on all of, you know, what someone else is going through in their lives. Because they must live their life. And so the same thing goes for everyone. Don't abuse yourself. And I just felt the need to say that. And so with that being said, that opens the door up for us to have a great discussion. We're going to talk about heavenly places tonight. And it's going to be an excellent topic. So we're going to get started with heavenly places. But before we do that, I think this would be a good time to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to get into the topic of heavenly places right after this.
If you are a recording artist, and you're looking for the best quality, professionalism, and affordable pricing for your video shoots, you need to contact Bless Media Group today. Bless Media Group specializes in top-notch video production for entertainers such as rappers and singers. You need a sports recruiting video? You're getting married? Need an actor's reel? We've got you covered there too. Bless Media Group, your one-stop video shop. For more information, please visit us online at www.blessmediagroup.com. That's www.blessmediagroup.com.
EX3 Radio is looking for new radio show hosts and new radio show formats. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting your own show and looking for a great platform to share your personality and perspectives, the EX3 Radio Network is the place to be. When you become a part of us, you become family. Email us today at expectedendentertainment@gmail.com for more details. That's expectedendentertainment@gmail.com or visit EX3 Radio on Facebook. Excellence speaks for itself. Experience it. EX3 Radio.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee, and we are talking about heavenly places today. And what I mean by heavenly places, when we hear that word, we mostly think where God lives, where we want to go when we pass from this life. Religion has taught us that in order to get to this place that we need to be, you know, good enough to go. So we see heaven as some place that's outside of ourselves. So what I want to talk to you about is, let's talk about the heavenly places and or the positions and the fact that heaven is available to us. God is heavenly. Where does God live? God is life. God is everywhere. God is existence. You can't put God in a place. Nothing outside of existence. There is nothing outside of existence. So where is God? God is everywhere. You cannot put God in a place. Ephesians tells us that there's one God, Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. So what that says is that God is everywhere. If he is above all, through all, and in you all, that means that he is everywhere. He is existence. So with that being said, where does that tell you heavenly places are? We also bear the image and likeness of that which is heavenly, which is the image and likeness of God. It is the heavenly image and likeness that we bear that inherit the kingdom within you. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is a heavenly place. Where is it? It is within you. So what I am trying to get us to see today is we don't have to wait till we die to go to heaven. Heaven is within us. Heaven is all around us. There are things that we should, these are the things that we should keep focus on. We should stay focused on the fact that these things, heaven is around us and within us. And another thing to keep in mind is that these things, these heavenly things, are always now. You don't have to wait till later, as I said. We're not waiting until we transition to the other side. It is here. It is available to us. It is now. I believe I mentioned that Ephesians tells us that we are seated in heavenly places, far above all principality, power, dominion, and might, seated in heavenly places. That is our position. Our position is that we are seated in heavenly places. And in that place, everything else is below us, is beneath our feet. It says that we are above all principality, power, dominion, and might. The life force of God is, again, all around us. It is in us, and it is through us. The Bible says that it is in the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit that we live, move, and have our being. So that means that we are, this is where we live. It is in the Holy Spirit that we live, move, and have our being. Why am I, you know, I'm trying to get us to see something here. And that is our position. We don't have to fall prey to that which is outside of ourselves, that which comes against us, getting us to believe a lie, getting us to believe that, you know, our, you know, that we are defeated, that we, you know, are struggling with trying to overcome, getting us to get stressed out over the things of life, the things that are outside of ourselves. When the strength is on the inside of ourselves, all that we need is on the inside of ourselves. We need nothing outside of ourselves, actually. We have the power to get whatever it is that we need if we focus inward. But if we focus outward and we start believing the things that are out there, the things that are being told to us, you know, this is the way you have to do this. You know, you need to look a certain way to be successful, to be accepted. And then we find ourselves following all these things. And in some cases, we can't keep up with some of the things that we believe is being required of us to be a successful person. And so we find ourselves stressed, you know, about the things that are outside of ourselves, the things that are being said. We find ourselves caring about, you know, what people have to say about us, you know, especially the young people. You know, they're always, you know, trying to compete. They're always trying to stay up with what's going on. The old people used to say keeping up with the Joneses, you know. But in the meantime, while we're trying to keep up with what other people think, we're drowning. You know, we're not happy. We're not having a great life. So heaven again, getting back to the heavenly places, it's all around us. You can't escape it. It's for us. It's for us now. So, you know, call us up. Tell us what you think about heavenly places. Tell us, you know, talk to us about it. The kingdom of heaven is within, because God is in us and through us all. Listen, these heavenly things don't need us to exist. They just exist. They just do. Always existed, will never change. Heavenly things will always be for us. It's available to all humanity. Give yourself permission to receive what is rightfully yours. The key is you have to be aware of them. The Bible says that we perish for lack of knowledge. We are conscious but not aware. We are walking around in this life. We are, you know, aware of the fact that we live, but we're not aware of all of the opportunities and all of what's out there for us, especially in the heavenly place. You know, we're not aware of the fact that heaven is for us, heaven is all around us, heaven is through us. And it is our position. We are divine creatures. And we need to begin to live in that place. When we live in that place, then we will no longer be ruled by the ego, or some might say the flesh. So we can, you know, we can get above these things. We had someone on last week talking about the serpent brain and how we are ruled by that. And when we know what we know, when we have the knowledge and the understanding, then we can apply that knowledge. See, if you, even in your Bible, it says that the things, faith, and all the things that we come to understand about God, it's through the knowledge of him. So we have to take the knowledge that we receive and apply it to our lives. Just like we become aware of, becoming aware of heavenly places. That's your position. Stand on it. Stand in it. Sit in it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we are seated there. So having that knowledge, believe it, receive it. That's the place that you want to be in. And it's simply through the knowledge and applying that which we know. That is how we make it through. That is how we begin to receive all of the heavenly things that's out there for us. Before we go further, we're going to before we get further into the talk, call us. You know, we are the number is 929-477-3860. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. As a matter of fact, before we take that break, it looks like we may have someone calling in from 6182. We'll go ahead and take that caller. Hello? Do we have the
Good
caller
afternoon.
On the line?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. Your
hi.
Name and where are you calling from?
My name is Deidre McElvain. Good evening. I'm familiar with you. I have a deep past with you. I haven't spoken with you in many years, but I'm a good friend of your sister, Sheila.
Okay.
My name is Deidre McElvain. You know me by a nickname, Dee Dee, from a long time ago.
Okay, Dee Dee. Where are you calling from?
I'm currently living in Arizona, but I used to reside in Massachusetts. I'd like to congratulate you on your show, sister.
Yes. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Express yourself. Tell us what's on your mind this evening.
Well, my concerns today are, it's very deep-rooted for me in spirituality. My mom, God rest her soul, we just lost her last year, but in spirituality, we at a young age were given a choice to leave our church or to stay, myself and my brothers. And we all, at the same time, decided to leave our church, but we were deeply rooted in our faith and spirituality. We were very well educated, and my mom said that if we left the church, we had to stay deeply rooted in spirituality, and we had to study spirituality and stay educated, and we did that. Things were different back then, though. I'm in my 50s now, and my concern today, though, is that children and our youth, I have been following your show, and I'm enjoying it a great deal. I applaud your guests for reaching out to the youth, and I just wonder how many young people today are really, really catching on to, and I'm wondering if you're tapped into how many youth are really grasping what's going on. That is a question I'm posing to you, but I'm just wondering how many of our youth are really, really grasping on to spirituality and what's going on. If you have a real grasp of how many of our youth are really losing out on what's happening in spirituality as we were tapped into that. And I think that's a real problem today with our society and how we're really losing our youth. And the young people that I talk to today, really with this entitlement that they seem to have, I think that's a real problem, and I think that's a part of what's happening with our youth today and their sense of entitlement that they seem to have. I think that's a real part of it is their loss of spirituality. One person who I think is a real role model on television today who I applaud is, some people may laugh, some listeners in particular, is Judge Lynn Toler. I think she has a real grasp on things, and a lot of people may not know this about her, but she does mention it from time to time, is that she has a PhD in law. And a lot of the things that you mentioned is, keeping up with the Joneses, that's something that we in our household never did do. My grandmother was a seamstress, and my mother was a designer in clothing. She designed the clothes that my grandmother sewed, and we in our family never really did keep up with, you know, the label-conscious people in our generation. we went to, say, you know, in Boston, we were familiar with Filene's, and we shopped in Filene's basement. We waited for the sales to come up. So I really never identified with my peers and how they were so, you know, Calvin Klein's back then. You know what I'm saying? And
right. I understand your concern about the young, and there is need to have concern because they are so label conscious and conscious of, like I said, all that's been presented outside of themselves. They're, you know.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. I do believe that we have a generation of young people that are spiritually in tune. It's just that they don't have enough out there that's thinking the way that they're thinking or seeing what they are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait. You know, as God is bringing people up to this level of understanding, so that they can tap in. Now, these young people, I remember, you know, when I was going to, you know, the church, you know, traditional church, and my kids at that time, they did not relate. They were like, "Mommy, this is not, you know." And it's because they're not getting that spirituality. They're getting, you know, a lot of, you know, fluff and stuff is what I call it. And these kids are looking for something that's real to them.
Right.
And even in the church today, you know, I don't know, understand, there's a lot that we go along with. And deep, deep, deep in our hearts, we're saying there's got to be more than this to it. Deep in our hearts, we really can't accept some of the things that are being told to us, but the young people, they are not accepting it. And they don't have a problem with saying, "Hey, I don't agree with this," or "I don't see this way." But I do know that we have some young people that are very spiritually in tune. So thank you so much, Dee Dee, for calling in. It's good to hear from you. Appreciate the call.
Well, I will be tuning in regularly. I'll continue to stay tuned in, I should say. And thank you so much for what you're doing and continuing to have the broad scope of hosts that you're having. And I will continue to spread the word out here in Arizona and my network of people that I'm reaching out to tune into your show. And, again, congratulations and the best of luck to you and my love to you from my heart space. I love you from my heart. Good luck to you.
Our Facebook page, and that way you can keep up with, you know, more information about what we're doing. So it's facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. And give us a like, and everything that we put out, you'll begin to receive it. God bless.
Okay. All right. God bless you, too.
And just to piggyback on what the caller just spoke of with the young people, the concern, I do want to say this. Our young people are very in tune, even the small children. I mean, they are in tune to spiritual things that, you know, that haven't been learned, but they already know it. They know it. I've had the pleasure of talking to a young lady, and some of the stuff that she said to me, you know, if I were to repeat it, you know, it might be a little bit too much, but I understood where she was coming from. And I was at awe because I'm like, wow, this has to be. How can you be that in tune? How can you see that much? So, you know, don't give up on our young folks. They're just looking for something different than what's out there. And so with that being said, talking about heavenly places, everyone, listen, it's available to us. There's no reason for us to be defeated in this life. There's no reason for us to feel like we're not loved, to feel like, you know, there's nothing in this life that's really bringing us happiness, you know, there's no reason for us to be down. We have every reason to be up, every reason to be enjoying the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. Listen, God is no respecter of persons. There is not a work that you have to do to get to heaven. You can't be good enough. God, when he created, he said that everything that he created was good. He said, I am finished, and he took a look at everything that he did, and he said, it is good. And I'm saying he, you know, and that's, you know, that's, but, you know, it's hard to say what God really is. But everything is good, everything that he has done, and that's what he has said about us. He said that we are good. And so you're good enough. And when you start receiving your divine self, then you will no longer feel like you have to work for, you know, work for to be accepted. You won't feel that way anymore. You won't feel unhappy, stressed. You'll begin to just care about people. You won't even judge people anymore. That's when that love starts to come. So accept your position in your heavenly places. Receive your divine self. Heavenly things that are not seen until we manifest them, and these types of things I mean like love. Love is seen when you do something that expresses it. Joy. I don't know that you're happy unless you express it, unless you do something that allows me to see it. Love, joy, peace, all of these things are heavenly. These are not things that you made up or that we make up. These are things that just is, and we have to indulge in order. We have to be a participant. It's out there. It's all over the place. It is. You understand what I'm saying? And it is available to each and every one of us. There's no such thing as I can't be happy. Happy is out there. You understand? Joy is out there. Peace is out there. It's all through the universe. It's God. So if it's God and the kingdom of heaven is within us, and the Spirit of God is in us all and through us all of what God is, guess what, is available to us. So take this knowledge, take this awareness, and begin to live. You know, there's a thing I say about being conscious but not aware. We can be conscious that there is God. But are we aware of all that's available to us? Are we aware of our divinity and our connection with God and all that is God is available to us? Are we aware of that? You know, you've got to begin to enjoy. Don't let this flesh, don't let the ego deceive you and cause you not to live this life with joy and peace. This life is heavenly. It's for us now. People put too much emphasis, as the young lady just said, we just talked about, on what they look like. Not saying that you shouldn't look your best, you know. You know, we should keep ourselves together. I believe in that. But you've got to know that we are nothing. This body is nothing without spirit. This body will not live without spirit. It depends on more than what it looks like, what it smells like, or what it eats. I remember the disciples said to Jesus, you know, aren't you hungry? He says, I have food that you know not of. So receive the heavenly calling. Have anyone else that want to talk about this, want to talk to us, call in. The lines are open. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. We want to hear your soul's expression. I'm excited about where we're going with all that is in store. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Heavenly Places. Get yourself prepared right after this.
Larry McKenzie is the only coach to win 4 back-to-back state titles in the 99-year history of the Minnesota State Boys Basketball Tournament. And now, he is sharing his success and strategies for winning on the court and in life. Basketball, more than just a game, is a must-read for young athletes and their parents navigating the game. Incorporating 10 life lessons, Coach McKenzie shows why basketball is merely a metaphor and a tool that can be used to transform lives. Get your copy today. Go to CoachMcKenzie.com, where a portion of the proceeds will go to support the Above the Rim Sports Foundation, a 501c3 that supports youth sports. Once again, that is CoachMcKenzie.com. Real simple, CoachMcKenzie.com. A must read. Check it out today.
Have you been looking for authentic Caribbean and Latin cuisine in the greater Atlanta area? Well, we found the perfect spot, Caribbean Connection Restaurant, located at 2495 East-West Connector in Austell. Featuring the best Jamaican, Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Cuban dishes in Cobb County, Caribbean Connection also features live music, a full bar, salsa dancing on Thursday nights, and a pig roast every third Saturday. So stop by Caribbean Connection, 2495 East-West Connector in Austell, or give them a call at 770-439-2211. That's 770-439-2211.
Okay.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. We have a caller. We're going to take that call, 0827. Hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello. Lynn, this is Yvette. This is Yvette calling from NE. How are you?
Good, Yvette. How may I, what's your expression tonight?
Well, it's a couple of things I would like to tap on. First, I would like to tap on the introduction that you made. And I applaud you for bringing out how people choose to stress themselves out behind wanting to carry so much of a load. Now, my opinion to a lot of that that I see is that we have too many people walking around like they are all that. Now, let me stop there. The reason why I say that is because of this. When we speak on heavenly places, now I look at heavenly places in two different ways, but the main thing I look at when I think of something heavenly, I think of something beautiful, blissfully. Now, many people that can't reach there is several reasons, but one, I believe, is because they walk around like they are that. Now, my thing with that, if you are that, where is your chips? And I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm serious. Because people that like chips, they are happy. They enjoying those chips. So, if you are that, why are you so miserable? Now, I know several people that is all that in potato chips. And one of them is my oldest sister. And I bring her up is because of this. She's humble, okay? She knows who she is within herself. She don't look down at nobody. She got a beautiful husband. She raised two beautiful sons. And any time somebody knocked on her door, she let them in and served them with whatever she had. Okay? She felt comfortable with who she is inside. I'm not impressed with the outside of people. I am impressed with the inside. And that is one of the reasons why people cannot get to the heavenly places, because they are miserable. People, get your chips, baby. If you want to be all of that, get your chips, number one. Now I want to tap on you and the other caller's call. She talked about children, kids. Me, my opinion, one of the reasons why our children are running around haywire is because they don't have examples, and it's sad. If they had examples to look up to, trust and believe, many of them would be all right. True enough, parents can only do so much. I realize that. I'm a parent myself. But my thing is, we need to stop engaging into our children's wants. Wants. They are too greedy. But you can't blame them because they have greedy parents, and this is how their parents raised them to be. Been there. Raised myself with seven siblings, okay? My mother was a stay-home mom. My father worked two and three jobs. Now we had a roof over our head, food to eat, clothes on our back, and my mother had beautiful children. Now people in the neighborhood, they knocked my mother, okay, because we apparently didn't have the quality of clothing. I look at those people today, and I shake my head because my mother raised her children. We all turned out to be ladies. Nobody is on drugs, etc. We respect ourselves. We don't expose ourselves or anything like that. And I shake my head at those people who've been critical of that because we didn't have the quality. But what we did have was love, respect, and we all grew up to be confident. None of our children has been given us any. You know what I mean? So all I'm just saying.
See, and I can relate to what you're saying, honestly. And you know, heavenly places is what I was trying to get for everyone. It is available, and there are many reasons. You're right. There are many reasons why people can't get to that place. I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing your soul's expression with us. Thank you for your continued support, and we appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Okay. So with that being said, we are going to take a few moments and hear from Mr. Means. What are some of your thoughts about what has taken place, or what we've talked about tonight, I should say?
Well, first of all, good evening, world. I'd like to touch on the fact that children, young people, are extremely aware of what is going on spiritually. You may not really understand how deeply they are rooted in what is going on, not so much by what they have heard, not so much by what they've learned, but because the Spirit of God has moved on the younger generation more so than we realize. All you have to do is take time And basically, that's the one thing that nobody ever seems to have enough of, because with the age of technology, with the age of I need it and I need it yesterday, cell phones, internet, all kinds of different social media, we don't take time to speak face-to-face with one another, with our children as parents, as elders and youngsters. We need to start communicating now. I was sitting at a place, and there were a table. There were five people around the table. They were all engaged in conversation, and none of them was talking to one another. This is the thing that's one of the things that's hurting us as a society. We need to get back to communicating. Once we communicate with these younger folks, we'll be able to know where they stand. We'll know the depth of their spiritual recognition. We'll be able to know where they are. Now, as far as heavenly places, they may not know about these heavenly places. They may not understand them the way we, the older generation, understands them. But it's all got to do with your perceptive, your the way you receive things, the way you understand things. Now, they can understand things on their level, but in order for us to understand where they are in their understanding, we have to have our own perception as well, as far as they are concerned, if you know what I'm trying to say. It's kind of a difficult thing to say, but if you can get what I'm saying, just say amen, and we can just continue on. But one thing that we need to do is communicate. As far as heavenly places is concerned, we are in heavenly places, as our host, our gracious host, Lynn Renee, has said to us before. One thing that we need to do is just stop saying it, and we have to start living it. Because once it is not just in our mouths, and in each other's ears, things like I'm on top with all things under my feet. I'm the head and not the tail. You have to keep those. You have to start living those things and not just speaking those things. You not only speak those things into existence, you have to believe them with your whole self in order for them to become real.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Awesome. Well, we've had some great comments tonight. Love it. Heavenly places. You know, the other thing, too, before we go, which we're going to be wrapping it up shortly, but I do want to say this. Patience. Have patience with people. We don't want to judge anybody. Everyone goes through their own process. It may not be the way that we do it. You know, they may not be where we think we are in life. You know, some of us have a little bit more experience than others. Some of us have lived a little longer, and so, you know, we know how to manage some things better. So you're going to see, you know, maybe a younger generation out there doing things that, you know, they're not there yet. They're still learning. And so we want to keep in mind where we used to be, what we used to do. It reminds me of that scripture when in Ephesians where it says that when we were even dead in our trespasses and sins, meaning that when we were even out there running, you know, running amok and doing whatever we thought we were big and bad enough to do, it said that God quickened us and made us sit together in heavenly places. So in spite of, you know, what we were doing that was wrong, you know, grace still abounded. And so we need to be gracious when we're dealing with people, when we see that, you know, people aren't really, you know, where they need to be. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, you know, we're all the same. There's not one better than the other. We're all divine. Isn't that awesome? We are all divine. We may not be acting like we are. We may not be sitting it down in the heavenly places that we should be in, but we're still divine in spite of that. You can't change that. So that makes us the same. And it's just a matter of knowledge and understanding and coming to that place where changes begin in our lives, and we begin to sit in those places, and we begin to act divine, and we begin to be divine. Well, I can't say be divine because we just are. It's, you know, there's nothing that we can do about that. That's an awesome thing.
We just need to learn to act divine.
That's right. Just be what we are, divine. And so with that being said, I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Soul Speaks. I've had a blast. I've had a great time. Listen, tune in next week. We're going to have Amelia Miller from an organization, which she is the CEO of, Caring is Doing for Others. And it is an organization that helps women who have going through domestic violence to transition into, you know, housing or whatever it is that they need. They do an awesome work. She herself has been a victim, and she wants to share, you know, what it was like and what she went through and how she came out. So get the message out. Tune in tonight at 10 p.m. on ex3radio.net for the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. It's going to be an awesome show tonight, and that's at 10 p.m. Eastern. So with all of this being said, I just want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to say to get out there and create something good, and have a good night.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.